Afterward to section 28. The sentries on the headland, bearing witness to the tribulations of a man caught up in the throes of passion, who or what are they? These vivid figures from Whitman's erotic imagination, this herd of animal spirits leading him to a lover or to himself, these provokers within and without who betray with kisses and caresses, unmask the poet, quivering him to a new identity. He is carried off on a surge of feeling to an imagined promontory by the sea, and there, helpless to a red marauder, he becomes everyone and no one. Ah, touch! How easily we are deceived! How we long for the villainous pleasures of human contact, even with the sentries keeping watch, the inhibitions, personal and collective, that stand in the way of our true happiness. Among the more provocative statements made by the Russian poet Joseph Brodsky was his claim, in a review essay on Konstantin Kavafi, that 90% of the best lyric poetry is written post-coitum, a figure derived presumably from his experience, reading, and perhaps the anecdotal evidence of his friends. Hard to imagine devising, much less filling out, a survey that would generate reliable data on the work habits of poets. In this section, Whitman seems to be writing in the immediate aftermath of sex, if not in the act itself. Hence the melange of strange images, flesh and blood transformed into lightning, the udder of his heart, his senses grazing at the edges of the self. For his song of myself now requires the dissolution of the self, the union and scattering of its atoms over the centuries, the headland and the sea. La petite mort, the French euphemism for orgasm, the little death, I is everywhere.